you can hear it on KABU and you can hear it on this flash drive. So make that call right now at 800-500-5266 and make that call, make that connection, support community radio.
Yep, or go to the website and do it too, kboo.fm. No matter how you do it, support community radio because you are the ones that make it happen. So we're going to go to our next program, which is Prison Pipeline. Normally, you'd get Labor Radio at this hour for half an hour, and then you would get Prison Pipeline after. But we've got a full hour of Prison Pipeline tonight. So we're really thrilled that you're listening, that you're calling 877-500-5266. You make this community radio station happen because of your support. Your financial support keeps us going, and we want to thank you all.
Right.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM and also heard around the web at www.kbu.fm. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline coming up after these messages.
And Lord, they counsel thee to give away thy land. Come place him here by me. Do thou for him stand. The sweet and bitter fool will presently appear. The one in motley here, the other found out there.
You have just heard my performance as the fool in King Lear. This is the fourth Shakespearean play we have performed for the public. These are special Shakespearean plays because they are performed by inmates at Two Rivers Correctional Institution.
Here, Oregon prisoners perform King Lear on a one-hour Prison Pipeline special, October 21st, 6 to 7 p.m.
Tune in Tuesday for a membership drive special featuring classic speeches by authors, activists, and leaders in the progressive community, including Chris Hedges, Naomi Klein, Catherine Austin Fitz, and Nico Peled. That's classic speeches from 10:15 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, October 22nd on KABU Community Radio.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Oregon Council 75, representing over 25,000 Oregon public and private sector employees, families, and communities, protecting worker rights and fighting to improve the wages and working conditions of members since 1942. More information at www.OregonAFSCME.com.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening. This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. You have just heard Rachmaninoff's G-sharp minor prelude by pianist David Gilmour, who is currently incarcerated at Two Rivers Correctional Institution. I visited Two Rivers Prison in Umatilla, Oregon recently to record the prisoner's performance of Shakespeare's King Lear. Yes, folks, Oregon prisoners performing Shakespeare. And with me tonight is the director of King Lear, Johnny Stallings. Welcome, Johnny.
Hi, Karen.
So we'll talk about the play, the performers. We have some interviews. But first, I want to remind our listeners that we are in the middle of our fall pledge drive. So there will be interruptions during this one-hour special. So please call. Please show your support for KABU and for Prison Pipeline. So, Johnny, Shakespeare in Oregon Prisons. This is fascinating and exciting. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got involved with directing plays at the Umatilla Prison.
I'm an actor. That's my background. And about 7 years ago, I began doing a dialogue group at Two Rivers Correctional Institution. And after doing that for 2 years, one of the people in my group asked me if I'd be interested in directing a play with them. And as a result of his question, we did Hamlet, and that was our first play.
And Hamlet, why not Macbeth?
I don't know. Macbeth is a different kind of challenge, yeah.
Yeah. So you're a volunteer in the prisons.
That's right.
You do this voluntarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have a weekly dialogue group. You drive over from Portland to the Umatilla Prison weekly to meet with these guys. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. And do they have to be in your dialogue group in order to be a part of these plays?
Yes. The one exception is the musician you just heard, David Gilmore. He's, until just very recently, he wasn't a part of our group, but he has done music for us in the past.
Yeah. And you have an organization, Open Hearts, Open Minds. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Basically, Open Hearts, Open Minds was started to make this work possible. I couldn't afford to do it. Just the travel expenses and everything without some kind of funding. So I started a nonprofit organization.
Great. So the prisoners decided this. They, from the dialogue group, and you did some performances of Shakespearean performances in the prison prior to all of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's maybe too long a tale. But yeah, I did a little performing before I began my dialogue group.
Okay. And so talk a little bit about King Lear and then set the stage for this first scene that we're about to play.
Yeah, somebody just asked me a few minutes ago what King Lear is about, and I paused for a minute. It's kind of a complicated plot, but I summarized it thusly. It's about an old guy, a king, who divides his kingdom, gives it away, goes mad, and dies.
Oh.
that's the short version. And what we're going to hear at the beginning is this a little bit from the play at the prison of Lear and his three daughters at the opening scene of the play.
And tell a little bit more about who plays King Lear and who plays the three daughters. And that's an interesting story in itself, that these men, I know that is traditional that men did play female roles, but these men are in prison. And they're walking around with dresses and wigs and showing their emotional side. a tough play for anyone. I mean, that's beyond acting as far as I'm concerned. So tell a little bit about some of the challenges there. And first of all, tell the names.
Well, Jason Bieto is playing King Lear here. Scott Strickland will be Goneril. Joshua Underhill, Regan, and Ray Alderman will be Cordelia. And in this little clip that we're just going to hear, King Lear asks his daughters which of them loves him most.
Tell me, my daughters, which of you, shall we say, doth love us most?
I love you more than word can wield the matter.
What says our second daughter, our dearest Regan?
In my true heart, I find she needs my very deed of love. Only she comes too short.
Now our joy. Although our last, not least, to whose young love the vines of France and milk of Burgundy strive to be interest. What can you say to draw a third more opulent than your sisters? Speak. Nothing, my lord. Nothing? Nothing. Nothing will come of nothing. Speak again.
So, Jason Bieto, who played King Lear, he said that your wife helped him with the emotion.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nancy does the costuming for the shows, and she's a big moral support to all the actors. You asked about men playing women's roles, and since it's an all-male prison, that's kind of how it goes. As you said, in Shakespeare's original theater, all the parts were played by men, but it's in modern times it's very rare to get a chance to see what a Shakespeare play looks like with an all-male cast.
Mm-hmm. And the stage, there was no props, no stage was set. And is this the first time that you had, do you usually have costumes?
Well, from the beginning, when we did Hamlet, Portland Opera has been very generous to loan us costumes. So,
in all five plays. You did have done five plays so far. In all five plays, the Portland Opera?
All the Shakespeare plays, yes, they did.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, yes.
Yep.
And any of the special stories from the men playing female roles?
Well, this year was the first year that we actually got to use wigs. You know, that there's a concern in prisons that people will use wigs as to escape, and it's pretty hard to escape from a modern prison. But this year they did allow us to use wigs, and so the guys who played the female roles, I think it helped them get into their character, along with the dresses that they
obviously
were wearing.
Yeah. And right now I think we're getting ready to go back to Pledge Central, and we have Meredith and Wren standing by, and I would like to urge everyone, you know, prisoners do not make a lot of money in the prisons if they have a job. And if you are out there and you have a loved one inside, please contribute on their behalf, especially if you know that they do listen to KBOO, they like Prison Pipeline. Please contribute on their behalf to KBOO and Prison Pipeline. Now we'll go to Wren and Meredith.
Hi, Karen. Thank you very much. So we are listening to a very special Prison Pipeline. You've been listening to a scene from King Lear, and we're getting a glimpse at the arts in prison, and this is not a viewpoint we get to see very often, and this is part of what makes KBOO really special in our community, is that we can bring you this alternative viewpoint, that we can show you that people in jail are experiencing the arts, they are performing, they are acting, they're finding new ways to express themselves, and that strengthens their welcome back to our community when they are done with their time. So please continue to support this, 877-500-5266. We are also at kboo.fm, and you can come on down to 20th Southeast 8th Avenue if you'd like to make a donation. Meredith?
That's right, and actually the King Lear that we're hearing is made possible by volunteers. And something else that's made possible by volunteers is KBOO. That's right, most of the programming that you hear, most of the work that's done at KBOO is done by volunteers, hundreds of us, myself, Wren, making programming, also answering the phones here. If you'd like to give us a call, put our volunteer hours to work. It's 877-500-5266, and we all do this because we know that communication is incredibly important. A lot of people don't realize that many people who are not economically comfortable can't afford a computer, can't afford a smartphone. They rely on the radio to get their news. And these days, when you have three or four corporations that own all of the radio stations, you really need community radio to step up. And not only are we community radio in that we're not sponsored by corporations, but we don't get government funding either. So when the government shuts down, we keep on going with no problem because we're independent. And that's really important for people to get a full range of ideas, to be able to get things that aren't necessarily commercially popular. And I would say prisoners doing King Lear is not popular. Wren?
Oh, I like what you said about how it's put on by volunteers. The power of volunteer effort is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Johnny Stallings going to prisons, giving prisoners a voice, giving prisoners artistic expressions. And here we are on the air giving voice to that voice. Its voice is all the way down. Please support us. We are bringing so much amazing content to the community, content that you are really not going to hear anywhere else from anyone else. just call in 877-500-5266. Again, we're also at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and we are taking your pledges in person. And you can also go to kboo.fm. Meredith?
You know, when I said it wasn't popular, I really want to clarify that, Ren. What I mean is that it's not profitable. It's really popular when people actually get the chance to hear it. Do you want to keep hearing this kind of programming? That's great. Go to kboo.fm. Call us 877-500-5266.
And we're back to Prison Pipeline. I'm Karen James. I'm here with my guest, Johnny Stallings. And Johnny, I interviewed Joseph Oped. You talked about your weekly dialogue groups that you do with the men over at the Umatilla Prison that you hold over there. And I interviewed Joseph, and Joseph talked about the dialogue groups. And in fact, I interviewed and spoke a little bit with his mother, who traveled all the way. His family traveled from Salt Lake City to watch their son perform.
Yeah, so, his mother gave everybody a hug.
Oh, that's nice. Nice lady. So here's our interview with Joseph Oped, who played the Earl of Kent.
It's been a fabulous experience, something I wouldn't trade for anything. It really opens up your mind. Playing the characters kind of also opens up your heart. And this group of guys are wonderful to work with. Johnny has been exceptional, and all the volunteers that have come in is actually to see all the care and the devotion that they have is, well, it brings tears to my eyes. It really is wonderful. Because there's another side of this besides just the play. We also have a dialogue group that is ongoing. After this play, we'll resume our dialogue group, and it's a place where we come down once a week, and we sit with Johnny, and we talk about really anything. Most of the time our topics are about love, or how to forgive yourself, or forgiveness in general. The topics that we usually don't ever talk about are like sports and politics. We usually talk about the mind. We're not necessarily any specific religion. We have everybody from an atheist to Christians to Buddhists that come into the group and discuss all types of different, you know, metaphysics, sometimes science, sometimes the latest news, just kind of whatever seems to be whatever we want to talk about. Everybody has a chance to speak, and everybody gives everyone a chance to speak. And nobody chastises anybody for their own opinions. And that in itself has been wonderful, just to be able to come down, express yourself, your thoughts, and to see other people's thoughts and other people's ideas, and it gets you thinking about, you know, about yourself. And Johnny calls it the love-in, which I think is very appropriate. And to me, it's been more like a soul-searching, but in a group. And that had a profound impact on my life and me as a person. And I'm happy to share that with whoever I can and hopefully reciprocate that in any way I can.
When's your release date?
I get out. Currently, my release date is scheduled for 2024, February. My plan is to continue doing this as long as possible, along with trying to make myself a better man in every aspect of my life, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and to try to be the biggest strength I can be for when I do get released, and be able to be a strength for my family and to my children, my three girls that I hope one day to see again, and to be there for whatever capacity they might need, in any way that they might need or want.
That was Joe Oped talking. He's been in the group a little over a year, I think. This was his first play that he was ever in. He played the Earl of Kent. And, you know, I think listening to him, one of the things that comes through very strongly is his humanity, his caring nature. He's a lovely guy. You know, I think people get a very skewed impression from television of who's in prison, and many people fantasize that it's just a big house full of sociopaths and monsters. My experience, and the experience, I think, of the people who come see our plays in the prison, is that you see a bunch of nice-looking young men who could be your nephew, could be your son, could be your dad. they've done bad things. They've gotten into trouble. They got off track. They hurt people. They messed up their own lives. But for me, the experience of working in prison is really, you see that at the core of every human being is something really beautiful, something loving, something good. And anyway, so that's been a very valuable experience for me as a volunteer in the Department of Corrections.
And, you know, Johnny, I'm a volunteer also, and I'm in the county jail or the prison engaging with prisoners on a weekly basis. And, you know, some of the prisoners have committed unspeakable crimes.
No doubt.
But people change, and they do change, and I see it. It's hard for me when I was meeting the prisoners and interviewing them for, you know, the King Lear performers. They were delightful. They were genuine. They were talking about future plans. They were changed men. And people do change. I just want to stress that. And yes, as you said, I think the public does see, you know, MSNBC and all these, you know, shows on TV and what prisoners are, that's not the case. And they're real men who have, you know, had bad luck, did not have the proper upbringing, did not have what you and I had, did not have a good foundation and good beginning in their lives, and made some horrible mistakes. So, congratulations on this dialogue group. I know Joseph Obed's mother said it was so helpful. She felt the men found it so helpful to go weekly and have this discussion. It's changed them immensely. So I think we're now ready to go back to Pledge Central again.
Can I quickly make a donation to KBOO for $100 from Open Hearts, Open Minds?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. They'll love that at Pledge Central. How about that, Meredith and Wren?
Oh, thank you so much, Johnny. That is incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we've got our first pledge in for this program, 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM and 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Johnny was just saying that at the core of every human being is something beautiful, and that's what KBOO truly believes. We truly believe that, which is why we feature programming exactly like this, to give voice to the voiceless, to show that there is something beautiful in everyone. And we need your assistance to continue to make that happen. We need your dollars. We need your donation. We need your generosity. And we need your humanity at this time. 877-500-5266. Meredith?
Wow, Johnny, thank you. That is so amazing that you're here. You and Karen, thank you both for the work that you do and that you take time out of your day to educate the rest of us about it. We have a couple more thank yous to make. We'd like to thank some of the restaurants that have provided food for our volunteers here at Membership Central, such as Junior's at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, also Hawthorne Fish House, 4343 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, and Breakside Brewery at 820 Northeast Deakum Street. All of these restaurants have provided food for our volunteers, and we hope you'll provide the phone calls for our volunteers, 877-500-5266. It's important to know that donating to KBOO can be incredibly affordable. For just the value of 1 hour of your work day per month, you can help support community-sponsored radio. You can also help support the many community educational opportunities that there are for our youth programs, for people who do live on the street and don't have access to other communication methods. There's so many ways to get involved in KBOO. So even if you don't have the $5 a month right now, you can definitely come by and help with your time.
Johnny just donated $100 rather. I don't want him to sweat over there. And he gives his volunteer time to to put on plays with inmates, and he's giving his volunteer time to be here now, and that's what volunteers do. We give. We give. And as our listeners, you are volunteers as well, and we need you to step up your engagement to help us continue this fine programming. We are at 877-500-5266. And if you look at the affordability of it, actually, if you donate $120 a year, that works out to be $231 a month. That is just the cost of a cup of coffee. Just stay in, get out the French press, and make your own. And you can help KBOO out. Once again, that number is 877-500-5266. What do you think, Meredith?
Well, on top of that, for $120 a year, for $10 a month, like you were saying, Ren, you can get a Democracy Now! T-shirt, Amy Goodman's latest book. For $30 on top of that, you can get a KBOO 4-gig audio flash drive that's got tons of great content. That'll keep you busy for quite a long time. It's a great holiday present. You could also get things like the Portland Chinook book, and for a $60 minimum donation, for just $5 a month, you could get a KBOO ceramic mug, some vintage shirts, a mobile version of the Portland Chinook book, and so much more. So why don't you call one of our volunteers at 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm to find out more.
We have so many gifts for our generous volunteers, but remember at the end of the day that the real gift is that you can kept us on the air, that you enabled us to continue to bring you programming like the special episode of Prison Pipeline that we're hearing right now. We are just spreading all kinds of volunteer love here. Johnny's a volunteer in the prison systems. Karen's a volunteer in the Prison Pipeline Collective. Meredith and I are volunteer programmers. Our engineer is a volunteer. Thank you, Sequoia. We are all volunteers, and we are all, just as our food donors fuel us and sustain us for the future, your donations today are going to fuel and sustain our station so that we can continue to bring you the kind of thought-provoking and intelligent programming you are hearing right now. Once again, Meredith, what's that number once again?
It's 877-500-5266. Or you know what? Stop by and see us. We're just south of Burnside on Southeast 8th Avenue.
So we're going to play an interview that I did with Romero Blas, who played Edmund in King Lear, and then we're going to play a clip of the play with Edmund and Edgar, who are brothers. But I asked Romero why he started acting.
My main purpose is I have stage fright, so some level of stage fright, and I took this just basically to try to overcome that fear.
And have you?
It's still there. It's just, it's manageable. And as I do more, it becomes more manageable. So, yeah, it's helped a lot.
And it's probably helped with other areas of your life, too?
I think one of the most important things that this program has helped me with is a sense of accountability for a lot of things to my peers. And I think this will translate into when I'm released back into society as being accountable to society as a whole, the community.
Set up this next scene we're going to hear.
Okay, we're trying to give everybody a crash course in King Lear as we go along. We're going to hear a couple little excerpts from the play, give you a little feel of the poetry. First, Romero, who we just heard from, is going to do, we're going to have excerpts from his monologue that begins, "Thou Nature Art My Goddess." And then James Stewart will talk. The brother has to become a fugitive, and we'll hear a little bit about him when he's on the lam.
"Thou, nature, art my goddess. To thy law my services are bound. Wherefore should I stand in the plague of custom? Permit the curiosity of nations to deprive me. Well then, legitimate Edgar, I must have your land. Our father's love is to the bastard Edmund, as to the legitimate." Fine word, legitimate. Well, my legitimate, if this letter speed and my invention thrive, Edmund, the base, shall top the legitimate. I grow. I prosper. Now, gods, stand up for bastards.
Whilst I may escape, I will preserve myself. And have been thought to take the basis and most poor shape to every pinry in contempt of man brought near to beast. My face, how grime with filth. Blanket my loins, elf all my hair in knots. And with presented nakedness, outface the winds and persecutions of the sky.
And Edgar, and Edmund, who you just heard in the interview saying that he was trying to overcome stage fright. And such a strong performance, I thought. And then James Stewart, who played Edgar, he takes on the persona of a crazy person so he can survive in the play. And he said that that was the perfect role for him to release his own demons. Is this what you found with the men?
Well, I think being in a play is always a positive experience, but sometimes it's transformative because the role you're playing is something that allows you to work through things as a human being. And I think King Lear as a play has a lot of really rich material. And I think, several of the guys, the part that they played, I think, is going to help them in a big way in their life.
Right. So let's set up the next scene. Johnny, can you set this stage for us?
Okay, this is really confusing now because the play's moving right along. King Lear is getting very angry at one of his daughters. We'll have a little clip of that. And then we'll hear a little bit of Edgar again, who we just heard from, pretending to be a madman. Then we're going to have the blinding of the Earl of Gloucester. So quite a bit in this next segment.
Here, nature! Here, dear goddess! Here! Suspend thy purpose if thou didst intend to make this creature fruitful. Into her womb convey sterility. Dry up in her the organs of increase. And from her derricate body, never spring a babe to honor her. If she must teem, create her child of spleen, that it may live and be a thwart disnatured torment to her. Let it stamp wrinkles in her brow of youth, with cadent tears fret channels in her cheeks. Turn all her mother's pains and benefits to laughter and contempt, that she may feel how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
It is the foul fiend Flippers and Gibbet. He begins at curfew and walks to the first cock. He gets a web, squints the eye, makes the hair lip, mildews the white wheat, and hurts the poor creature of earth.
Sand with hold, footed thrice the wold, met the nightmare and her ninefold, bid her alight and her child's plight.
And aright thee, witch, aright thee.
Go in with me.
First, let me talk with this philosopher. What is the cause of thunder?
Where hast thou sent the king?
To Dover.
Wherefore to Dover? Wast thou not charged at peril?
Wherefore to Dover? Let him answer that.
I am tied to the stake, and I must stand the course.
Wherefore to Dover?
Because I would not see thy cruel nails pluck out his poor old eyes. I shall see the winged vengeance overtake such children.
See it shalt thou never!
Oh, cruel. Oh, gods.
Oh. Don't thrust him out the gates and let him smell his way to Dover.
Let him smell his way to Dover. It's a pretty harsh moment in the play when the Earl of Gloucester has his eyes torn out His son Edmund basically turned him in as a traitor, and that was his punishment.
And now we're going to hear an interview with Jeffrey Saunders, who played the King of France. And did he play another role also in the King Lear, Johnny?
Yeah, he plays a servant who stands up against the Earl of Cornwall right about in the middle of the blinding and comes to the Gloucester's defense.
Okay, here's Jeffrey Saunders.
The thing I liked the most about King Lear was it gave me the opportunity to really get into my character. And then now I'm already getting other Shakespeare books, because I can tell you right now, as King of France, all I really had to do was tell King Lear, hey man, listen, I'll take your daughter. You don't want her no more? Give her to me. I don't need your money. But I have to say something that I didn't know of. This is most strange, that she who even but now was the bump of your age, most best, most dearest, should in this trace of time commit something so monstrous to dismantle all foes of favor. And all I really had to say was, man, I won't even trip. Hey, listen, I got her. You don't want her no more? And in my language, that's all I had to do, in my jargon. But the way Shakespeare did it, it was so poetic. And it made me see, made my senses, made my eyesight wide open. I thought I had a learning disability growing up, but it was just the way people tried to make me learn something. And I even went through that with this play. If you notice, I'm the only African-American. And I think that most African-Americans have the same character defects and dysfunctional characteristics that I had and are afraid to try to ask for help. And that's something else that Shakespeare has given me, is opportunity. I'm not afraid to, I'm not uncomfortable talking with you and telling you, hey, you know, I got raised by some people that was uneducated, and so I made some uneducated decisions because they didn't know better. They only taught me what they knew. And that's how I started making some of the bad decisions I made in my life, from low self-esteem. I'm a firm believer, from speaking from experience, 99% of the young men that's incarcerated in this institution and probably in the state of Oregon come from this low self-esteem. And if you have a low self-esteem, you have a tendency to make inadequate decisions. And if you don't have any education, you can't make educated decisions. And like for me, I try to take as much education as I can while I'm in this environment.
And here you are, King of France.
King of France. I love it. I really love it. You know, I really love it.
While you were listening to Jeffrey Saunders talk about playing King of France in our production of King Lear at Two Rivers Correctional Institution, you might have heard some piano in the background, and that wasn't mixed in the studio or anything. In the visiting room of the prison, while Karen was interviewing Jeffrey, David Gilmour was playing classical music as the guests came in getting ready to see the play.
Yes, and this was in a lunchroom, right? With there was a Coke machine going off and on, lights flashing. As soon as I started recording, some big fan went on. So there's no stage, no props. And these men were in character. They were fabulous. I want to play another interview with Scott Strickland. Now, he played Goneril, one of the daughters. Let's go with Scott Strickland.
And I am here with
Scott Strickland. I'm Goneril. I'm Lear's oldest daughter, but me and my nearest sister come pretty close to being the worst of the worst. The young daughter's nice.
And tell us a little bit about your role, Scott.
Well, I'm, again, the oldest daughter, and I'm sort of the one that, with my other sister, sort of sets all the bad plans in motion to, you know, to cause problems for the king and to see if we can get rid of some of the people that I don't want to have around, and including my sister in the end. So.
Is it challenging playing a female?
Well, it's challenging being an actor for me.
I love your long blonde hair.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? It's there's three of us that are playing female roles, and somebody looked at the other two and said, well, we can tell that they're guys, but we weren't sure about you, and I wasn't sure if that was a compliment or not. But I took it as one. it was tremendously challenging, actually. It was really hard to just act to start out with. I'm not uncomfortable in front of people, but the whole business of putting together motion and emotion and words was difficult for me. And then I found out that, you know, I was going to have to wear a dress, and then I found out that I was going to have to wear a wig. And it's just, you know, the first night I wasn't sure that I was going to even be conscious when I got to stage, but it worked out all right.
So does it help that she's an evil person?
It does. It does, because I can channel my mother. Who was the evil incarnate?
Okay, I had a cut on that one. It was just way too crazy. So you can see, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at the prison. He should be a comedian, actually, Johnny. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we're just about ready to go back to Pledge Central. And again, I'm hoping that we're getting some phone calls in Pledge Central back there. And I know we have wonderful volunteers waiting to take your calls. Again, if you have a loved one inside who listens to Prison Pipeline or listens to KBOO, who listens to, boy, we have every genre of music. And I know the prisoners do tune in. So I hope you will give us a call and pledge on behalf of your loved one inside. And now let's get back to Meredith and Wren in Pledge Central.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen and Johnny. I'm loving this program. It's really wonderful. I have an English degree, so I'm enjoying the conversations about Shakespeare and keeping it real. And I liked what Joseph Saunders, the King of France, said about the opportunity to get into his character inspired him to read more Shakespeare, inspired him to become a more educated person. And that's really part of what KBOO's mission is all about, that we are here to inspire you with our programming, to show you different ideas about how the world works, to show you that there are different people in the world whose lives don't necessarily look like ours and who really need community support, and they need community support in the same way that we need your community support. We are at 877-500-5266. We're also at KBOO.FM, and we're also at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Meredith?
You know, there was something that one of the gentlemen was saying that really spoke to me, and that was about having low self-esteem and coming from a poor background with little education, thinking they had learning disabilities beforehand, and what kind of an opportunity it is for them to be able to practice this Shakespeare play. The reason why that's important is because the name of the show is Prison Pipeline, and it comes to you every Monday at 6:30 after Labor Radio. But another aspect of Prison Pipeline is called the Schools to Prison Pipeline. I'm not sure if people have heard about it. And just last week in our Labor Radio special, we focused on the struggle that the local Portland teachers were going through. And in fact, they're marching and rallying right now for their contract at the school board. And that's important because we see how poor education can lead people directly into prison. That's the School to Prison Pipeline. It's so important to hit these from all angles, from the education angle, from the angle of people in prison going through these things, from the angle of the labor movement and union rights. And KBOO actually is able to provide that. So if you like that kind of interconnectedness, if you like people trying to become valuable to their communities, then call 877-500-5266 and find out how you can become valuable to your community.
Well, Meredith, I listened to your show last week on the labor struggles of Portland teachers, and I was also really interested in that. I wrote a book last year about how schools, a special needs child in my family became a juvenile justice problem because of the problems we have in schools identifying mental illness and learning disabilities. So this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. Here we are caring about the underserved voices in our community around education and mental illness and prison. And that's what sets KBOO apart from everyone else. Mm-hmm. These are not profitable opinions. These are not profitable viewpoints, but they are important and they belong on our airwaves, and KBOO is the community station that brings it to you. We are at 877-500-5266, and you can also come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue And what else have we got, Meredith?
Well, it's important just to mention that on top of these programs in prisons that help people become valuable to their community, KBOO provides a lot of education that's free to the community members. You know, I came in off the street and became a program host. So if you have skills, if you have a voice, come down and start volunteering at KBOO and finding out how you can get involved. 877-500-5266.
And we're back with Karen James in Prison Pipeline and with my guest, Johnny Stallings. And I want to thank the Department of Corrections for allowing KBOO to come into the Two Rivers Correctional Institution and record King Lear. And also, I want to thank Sherry Isles, who was fantastic. She's with the TRCI also, and thank you, Sherry, for the fabulous job you did in coordinating this effort. So right now we're going to go into the next scene. Johnny, do you want to set the stage again?
Just a word or two. This is a kind of emotional high point of the play, one of them, between the mad King Lear and the blind Earl of Gloucester.
Dost thou know me?
I remember thine eyes well enough. Dost thou squinting at me?
No.
Do thy worst, blind Cupid. I'll not love. Read thou this challenge, marked by the pinning of it.
All thy letters were sons I could not see.
Read!
What? It was a case of eyes?
Oh. Are you there with me? No eyes in your head, nor no money in your purse. Your eyes are in a heavy case, your purse in a light. Yet you see how this world goes.
I see it feelingly.
Your tattered clothes, small vices do appear. Robes and fur gowns hide all. Plate sin with gold in the strong lance of justice, hurtless breaks. I'm it in rags, a pygmy straw does pierce it. None does offend, none, I say, none! Take that of me, my friend, who have the power to seal the accuser's lips. Get thee glass eyes, and, like a scurvy politician, seem to see the things that thou dost not. Now. If thou will weep my fortunes, take my eyes. I know thee well enough. Thy name is Gloucester. Thou must be patient. We came crying hither. Thou knowest, when we first smell the air, we wail and cry. I will preach to thee, mark.
Alack the day.
When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools.
Okay, that's Jason Beato and Nate Harris as King Lear and the Earl of Gloucester from our production of King Lear at Two Rivers Correctional Institution. When we do the plays, I tell people that there's sort of two parts. There's the play and then there's the love-in. And after the play is over and before everyone leaves, the love in the air is really palpable. Family and friends of the actor inmates are there, and then a lot of my friends are there, and a lot of hugs are being passed around by Joseph Oped's mom and others. And I think one of the most rewarding things of our theater program at Two Rivers is that we can create for a while a feeling that we aren't in prison, that for the men who, some of them are serving life sentences. And beyond just not feeling like we're in prison, we're in a room full of love. And that's quite a good thing to feel when you're in prison. Is it time to introduce our last little segment?
Please.
Okay, I think we're going to end this evening with the end of the play. So, I'm Johnny Stallings. My nonprofit is Open Hearts, Open Minds, if you want to learn more about what we're doing. And then here is King Lear and then Edgar at the end of the play.
All your men of stones, and all your tongues, your eyes, I'd use them so the heaven's vault should crack. She's gone forever. I know when one is dead and when one lives. She's dead as earth. My poor fool is hanged. No. No. No life! Why should a dog, a horse, a rat have life? Thou no breath at all. Thou wilt come no more. Never. Do you see this? Look on her. Look, her lips. Look there. Look there.
The weight of this sad time we must obey. Speak what we feel, not what we ought to say. The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long.
Johnny, thank you so much for being here tonight, Johnny Stallings. And how could people get in touch with you?
www.openheartsopenminds.net.
And the next play is?
Don't know yet.
Don't know. And the public is invited, right?
That's right.
That's right. So please watch Johnny's website for the next Shakespearean play at Two Rivers Correctional Institution. Thank you, Sequoia, our engineer tonight. Thank you to Wren and Meredith for pitching for Prison Pipeline. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like us on Facebook. Again, thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you, Karen.
Good night.
Thank you.
listening to KBOO, and that was David Gilmour, an inmate in Oregon, as well as a whole hour full of an interview with Johnny Stallings, between Johnny Stallings and Karen James, about an amazing volunteer program to bring Shakespeare into prisons to help the rehabilitation of our inmates here locally. And that show, Prison Pipeline, was put on and is put on every week by local volunteers, and it's just an amazing opportunity to find out more about our community, the what's in the shadows, the parts that won't play on the local news and won't play on the local corporate radio stations. That was just absolutely amazing. We just have a little bit more left to go in this hour, so if you like Prison Pipeline, if you like getting that different point of view, then help make this hour successful for our membership drive.
I interviewed Peter Pensell, who's also of the Prison Pipeline Collective, a couple weeks ago, about his participation in the show and what KBOO's programming brings to the community. And one of the points he made that didn't make the final cut was that social support structures help the incarcerated to get back on track when they come out of jail. And this is part of what KBOO is here for, that we are shining a light into the dark corners of their lives, that you, if you are in prison right now and you are hearing my voice, you are a member of the KBOO community.
That's right.
You are still one of us, no matter where you are, and we are here for when you get out. That Karen and Peter and the rest of the Prison Pipeline Collective, they are programming for you. They are providing you with resources. They want you to do well. They want to tell your story. And frankly, one of my favorite and most inspiring KBOO stories, one morning I was sitting outside, sort of warming up to get ready for an interview, and a man came up and he said, "Thank you so much, KBOO. I just got out of jail yesterday. I was in for 6 months, and I listen to you every Friday night." Wow. We are a lifeline, a real lifeline to forgotten members of our community, and we need your help to support them so that we can welcome them back when they come back to Portland and they become a member of our physical community once again. We are at 877-500-5266. Meredith?
And I really would encourage everyone to go online to kboo.fm, because you're going to find all the back episodes of Prison Pipeline that you may have missed as well. And what would be even better than that is to give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. Sign up to donate $10 a month for the year for your membership, and you'll be able to get a 4-gig hard drive that I'm sure includes some content related to this program. Prison Pipeline, Labor Radio, Democracy Now! These are just some of the things that we're able to provide to the community. You know, 23,652,000 commercial-free minutes of radio and counting have happened at KBOO.FM 90.7. It's truly an amazing community radio station.
I keep wondering what would happen if we went from this really compelling and touching episode of Prison Pipeline to a soda commercial. That would just completely disrespect the work of the content provider. Imagine Karen trying to share these parts of prison life and having to talk about sugar water. You don't get that. We're not condescending to you. We treat you with respect. We treat our programmers with respect. And we would like your respect and love in return right now. We are at 877-500-5266.
You know, so many things that once were public have now become privatized. Radio stations are just one of those things. You know, prisons and schools are other things that the corporations love to get their fingers into. If you want to fight that, if you want to resist that, if you want to keep something for the people, by the people, then you need to call KBOO right now. It is 6:58, and before 7 o'clock, you can help us reach our goal for the hour by calling 877-500-5266. There's only one way to keep the corporations at bay, and that's to actually build our own independent radio stations, our own independent book sharing clubs, whatever it is, the gardens, very popular in Portland, whatever it is that can help us fight corporate sponsorship, the corporate sponsorship model that owns the rest of the airwaves, that's what we need you for. So call 877-500-5266 or go online to donate as well, kboo.fm. bff.fm.
Oh, whoa, I forgot. We got to thank Brendan Charles, who renewed in Portland. Linda in Portland added to her contribution. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll read your name at the next pitch break.
And this has been Prison Pipeline for Monday, October 21st, 2013. This is KBOO Portland. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde Vocational Rehabilitation Program, providing assistance to eligible tribal members with disabilities on regaining, retaining, and securing employment particular to their strengths, capabilities, and experience. Information at grandronde.org or 1-800-242-8196. This KBOO program has also been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting an evening with British blues band Savoy Brown featuring Kim Simmons. Thursday, October 24th, doors at 7, show at 8, and tickets and information for Savoy Brown on October 24th at aladdin-theater.com. This KBOO program has also been made possible in part by Aladdin Theater presenting Stephen Kellogg with Fort Atlantic, Tuesday, October 22nd, doors at 7, show at 8, and tickets and information for Stephen Kellogg on October 22nd at aladdin-theater.com. Up next, please stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
Good people. KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival. 9 bands will play genres and rhythms all originating from Africa, including Afro-Jazz, Calypso, Samba, Salsa, Reggae, and others. The event will feature the bands Jujuba, Love Nesuesa, Super Mokako, Roots Revolution, and others. The festival will be held on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the TAQ Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue, Portland, from 7 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Come dance for 3 nights straight at the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KBOO.fm website under Community Events.
Tune in Tuesday for a membership drive special featuring classic speeches by authors, activists, and leaders in the progressive community, including Chris Hedges, Naomi Klein,